from a pile of junk. Said I'm gonna keep this good luck piece of iron inside my trunk. The boy just whispered okay and grabbed his old black dog as we piled on in and cut out through that late November fog. Rusting in the yard, old cotton grin and wave goodbye while the auctioneers all played cards. On every other Sunday, I walk down to Mo's and back, eat a T-bone steak, watch a picture show for a dollar and a half. Come on, little sister, get up.
Elton John, Rivendell, you're stepping up your game. All right, anyway, I'm here. I'm back. I'm a little... Why is it so loud? I'm so sorry if you can hear the AC. I can, and it's obnoxious. But in any case, I'm a little late. I apologize. I would like to push off blame just because, like, my key just still doesn't work. But I called in this time, and usually when I call in, they're just like, yeah, like, what's your name? And I say my name, and then they're like, cool, get in the studio. And then this time, the guy, like, asked for all my information, which took, like, a little bit longer. But he also gave me an email that I can talk to about getting access to the station, finally. He also said that my name just, like, wasn't on the list, even though I was told that it was by another individual, so... I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe one day I'll finally have the access to the station that I so duly deserve. Okay, I don't know if I go that far. But anyway, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I don't have a lot of stuff today. I kind of picked a bit of it right before, and some of it is left over from last week of things that I was going to play but didn't have time for. Again, no theme, just kind of some new releases. One that I'm really excited about, which doesn't really fit the energy of the rest of the show, perhaps, is Jay Kutch's new song, Spectre's Garden. He's been doing a lot of single releases, recently, and then he kind of just compiled them all into an album. And then at the end, or kind of middle to end of Spectre's Garden, there's like a medley of all the other songs that have come out. And his releases have really just been, like, something I'm looking forward to every time they come out. They're really good. Very nice vibes, but a little bit more chill. So I'm thinking I might end the episode on that. Or end this week on that, or whatever. But for now, I think we'll do some Kill the Noise, followed by some Grizz and Ahi, all stuff that we've played on the show before. Or all artists that we've played on the show before. So without further ado, oh, also Cape Overland is like working on his song for a project. He's like making a song, which is so much cooler than like radio, but whatever. So I am alone in the station today for approximately 55 more minutes. Please hit up my line if you want to keep me company. I'd really appreciate it. But in any case, I have also been told that I say in any case, like, way more than any other person, or honestly any person ever should. I don't know where that came from. I think it's aux one. Let's try that. 3, 2, why aren't you turning up either? Everything is going awry. I'm so sad. All right, let's start with Within the Boundaries by Kill the Noise and Miha off of the Embrace album. That's how the song ends, which is a little strange. It also doesn't yield very well to mixes, in my opinion. Maybe you could probably mix, like, directly into a drop, but it's, like, a little bit more for, perhaps a live audience than a, like, mixtape. But, yeah, I really like that song. I think I like that it goes into a bunch of different directions without really slowing down. It just kind of goes into, all kinds of different drops, which is very fun. The whole album is very interesting because Kill the Noise kind of explores a lot of different styles without kind of losing his motif, so that's really cool. I like it. Next up, we will play Burn Up the Floor by Grizz and Jansen. It has some of that classic Grizz kind of analog synth going on, so that's really fun. And then probably Soul Crush by Ahi. I think the last time we played a song by Ahi on the show, it was the one that Harrison played, and it was really good, and I cannot think of what it's called right now. That's so sad, because it's really good. I'll figure it out before or after playing these two, but coming up next is Burn Up the Floor by Grizz and Jansen. Please. I have shuffle on. Please. Turn shuffle off. Okay, there we go. Burn up the floor.
Mic, I let loose. Go! mic and let loose. Go!
Okay, so what we just heard was Burn Up the Floor by Grizz and Jansen, and then followed by Soul Crush by Ahi on the Subsidia Dawn Volume 6 EP, which is honestly kind of impressive considering that, like, the first time Subsidia did the release, it was sick, because they did, like, Dawn, Dusk, and, some other thing related to the sun rising or setting, and, they did like three different kinds of EP releases, three kind of like mega albums, I guess is probably a better way to describe it, because there was like 100 releases that came out at once, and some of them were like all right, some of them were like really good, but then since that point, like, a lot of the releases have been like meh, highly mid, highly like regular, and I like that one a lot. I think it is less than Wait, no, I think it is more than mid. Yeah, there we go. I know, I'm a math major, by the way. I know what being better than average means. Not that math majors are better than average. I mean, like, I know the numerical importance of having a value that might be higher than the mean when associated to the entire group. You're welcome for that. Coming up next, we've got Drive Away, the Retrovision remix. This comes from... The original is a Krella song. I think Harrison and I kind of discussed, maybe not on the show, but just together, that, like, some of the new Krella stuff just feels very much like generic rap, or just, like, they're not really pushing themselves as much, which is fine. Do what you love. But it hasn't necessarily been to our liking. But this remix is fun. It's a lot more vibey, a little bit easier to dance to, and a little bit more... interesting stuff going on, just like compositionally, than I think the original. And then following up, we'll probably play some more like really weird stuff, like not any order or like theme going on at all. I've even got some like funk music in here, like PHONK, which if you're unfamiliar with is kind of like Tokyo Drift, which I'm sure you're probably familiar with if you've either seen Fast and Furious, which I haven't, or, like, any meme ever, or, like, no Tokyo Drift, because it's a popular song. But, yeah, so we've got some of that. We've got some, like, really interesting take on Jaws's style, and then a couple of remixes from the Dirty Phonics, What the French EP, and some rock, even. Yeah, we're going all over the place this show. Looking forward to it, but coming up next we'll have Drive Away, the Retrovision remix, followed by Forever, with a 4, not F-O-R, it's like the number, math major, by Tosoki. So that'll be coming up right now.
Tonight I'm gonna get in my car and just drive away, drive away. Someone tell me, just be honest, am I worth it? honest, am I worth it? Cause all I got is chaos underneath the surface. Oh no, is there something better? Let me know, let me know. Tonight I'm gonna get in my car and just drive away, drive away. You'll find me in the sky with the stars. Come fly with me, fly with me. And if I ever go missing, then the world will keep spinning, cause I'm just an entertaining soul. Tonight I'm gonna get in my car and just drive away, drive away, drive away.
Slowly realizing, and by slowly I mean the song is over, and I just realized, I think I played that last week, because I ran it by Cape Overland, aka Alex, aka my housemate, and I was like, did I play this last week? And he was like, no, I don't think so. But now I remember being in the studio and him being like, are they saying I want to kill you? And I was like, no, that's definitely not it, even though I don't know what they're actually saying. So I apologize. At least it was a good song and not like a weird one, or at least hopefully you thought it was a good song and not a weird one. In any case, what you just heard was Forever by Tsoki. I believe that is, actually I have no idea where that released. Let's see if I can zoom in on the picture to see. Musical Freedom Records. That sounds like a new one. I've not heard of it before. But then before that, we had the Retrovision remix of Drive Away by Cruella. Sorry if you're like listening to the whole show and I'm just being redundant, but it's like my biggest pet peeve when a radio person doesn't say the name of the song. And so if you tuned in the middle of it, which the odds of that are slim, but in any case, and you wanted the wreck, there it is, Forever by Tsuki, making its encore, apparently, on the Button Pushers show. Next, I've got some stuff. I guess we'll do Bang by Cute Girls Doing Cute Things. This is an artist I like listening to on my own time. Don't often bring to the show, but have, I think, once or twice in the past. Very fun, bubbly kind of music. Lots of ear candy going on, so that's fun. And then following up with that, we will play DJ Joe's remix of Long Shot, which, if I'm not mistaken, is the opening to ReZero Season 2. I could be wrong about that. I just know that he remixes like a lot of like anime or game-related things. And when I looked up Long Shot anime, it showed ReZero. So I'm assuming it also gives more like intro vibes than outro vibes, but I'm not completely certain. So, but I listened to it today, thought it was pretty good, so we'll play it on the show. DJ Joe is great. Go check out his stuff if you also like anime and or games. So we'll play those two, then we'll probably do a PSA quick, and move onward towards the funk, the rock, the French, and more. Coming up, Bang by Cute Girls Doing Cute Things. Let's say what those were. There's such a better way to do that. Okay. That was Long Shot featuring Shannon by DJ Joe. Or I guess I should say the remix by DJ Joe. And before that, we had Bang by Cute Girls Doing Cute Things, which is being labeled as funk. I guess that kind of counts. Sorry, unlike the catalog thing that I... have to put all the songs into so that there's some type of, like, archive later. Anyway, it's time for the PSA, where you get to hear my beautiful radio voice instead of dubstep. Anyway, here's numbers to think about worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the US on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's one quarter of 1% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Interesting PSA. I don't know how, like, actionable that is. Like, maybe they're saying, like, eat healthier, stop needing healthcare, but, like, on the same vein, why is healthcare in America so expensive? I'm not gonna, like, talk about that anymore because I really don't know anything about economics or politics or healthcare, but, like, that's wild. Anyway... let's see. My friend said that he is doing some productive stonks right now. He's coding, and he was going to give me a rating on whether or not the show helped him be productive or not. So I'm going to call in Audible here and go off of the playlist and play the Attack on Titan Season 2 Part 4, Season 4 Part 2 opening, because it is incredible. And I've been meaning to play it on the show for a long time, and there's really no time like the present, especially when you're trying to get someone either motivated or distracted. I know it's going to do at least one of the two. So here it comes, if I can just remember. I don't need to remember the artist. I can just type in the name of the song. Let's go. Okay, here is The Rumbling by Sim. This one goes out to... not my friend who's coding, my brother, Dalton, who showed me Attack on Titan, and it told me everything about it, that I should watch it. And when I watched it with him, he knows all the little Easter eggs and makes it a fun time every time. And it's what I look forward to every time I come home, is catching up on Attack on Titan with him. But we didn't get to do it this last time because we were both already caught up, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that was then. Anyway, it's fantastic. Go watch the show. Here is the opening theme of Season 4, Part 2, The Rumbling.
Do our things, I never wanted to be the king. Let's run! If we lose it all, slip and fall, we'll laugh at me. If we lose it all, lose it all. If I lose it all, slip and fall, I'll never look away. If I lose it all, lose it all, lose it all. If I lose it all, outside I want to die another day. I don't want anything, I'm just here to
yeah. All right. Cool. no, a fantastic song. I love it. I'm not even a huge like metal person, but it's great. The guitars are great, and the vocalist, especially in the chorus, just is I was gonna say outstanding and amazing. I said out may because I caught myself halfway through. Anyway, back to the originally scheduled program. My playlist called "Summer Shows Are Back, BB." Which is on my Spotify if you want to ever listen to what I'm going to play and or just did play and want to add it to your playlist, check it out. My Spotify is 360DGRIES. That's 360 degrees in case you're wondering, because I'm super funny and cool and handsome and smart. Following that, I think I'm going to play... maybe we'll skip the funk stuff for now, and we can go into Everybody's Dead by Underscores, the Virtual Riot remix. Or what does V stand for on this? Wait, one second. Is it not just called remix? Oh, it's called version. It's a remix. Anyway, I think Harrison and I have both played a lot of Underscores on the show in the past. I know I at least have and we both listened to them quite a bit. I like their stuff a lot, and generally speaking, Underscores is like all over the place, but Everybody's Dead is a little bit more of like a rockish song, and Virtual Riot turned it into something very different, highly electronic, so maybe you'll like it, maybe you won't. If you don't, and you're more of like a rock person, maybe check out the original Everybody's Dead by Underscores. Which I believe is, I think the EP is also called Everyone's Dead, but I could be wrong, or Everybody's Dead. Anyway, we'll play that, and then maybe I'll play the cool Jaws song that I found today as well. But coming up is, yeah, the thing I said like 7 times already, Everybody's Dead, Virtual Riot version, not remix. Please don't mess that up, it's really important.
Yeah.
All right, so that was... Oh, there's a lot of people involved in this song. That was Sick by Jaws and Frank Zumo featuring We Are Pigs, which is quite a name if I've ever heard of one. And then what was before that was, again, Everybody's Dead, the Virtual Riot version, originally by Underscores. We are running out of time, which is sad. I don't believe there is a show after me, so I might go a little bit later. So I'm gonna play a new song by Beck. Well, I think it's by Johnny, but it features Beck as the singer, I would assume. I'm sure he helps with the music as well, because Beck is, like, a musical genius. But yeah, it's a very fun, kind of, like, rockish song. I like it. Very aggressive, very fun. And then following that, I'll probably play... I don't know if I'll play the Jay Kutch song, because it's, like, 5.5 minutes long. So maybe I'll just play a remix of Crank That's Falling, which is a lot more chill and a very interesting kind of take on the song. So here is Take It Back by Johnny featuring Beck. And then we'll see what I do next. Who will know? Only me, only you, in approximately 2.5 minutes. Here we go. Love it, love it. Great song. Beck genuinely never disappoints, and he has all kinds of stuff, so please go check out his stuff. I really like Loser, it's fantastic, and what is it? Dreams, very good, and there's a Toki Monster remix of another song by Beck. Very good. Chemicals, really good by Beck. That's not the Toki Monster. It's Wow, it's called Wow. 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 Anyway, sorry. You could probably tell I'm tired. I'm ready to sleep. In any case, show ends in 2 minutes, but I'll probably play one more song that is 3 minutes and 50 seconds long. This has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hopefully by next week I'll have card access and I'll be on time. But in any case, there's the line again. Have a good night, have a good week, and catch you guys next week at about this time. Maybe, my brother is coming to visit at some point. Maybe I can drag him into the station. That would be really fun. I just thought of that now. Anyway, here is Falling by Crank That, a remix by Cookie. with a 3 at the end instead of an E. Very chillish, chill, more chill than Falling original, so hopefully it'll be a nice send-off.
Diving into you.